Hello, how are you? What's going on? How have you been? Well, today we have a new episode of the English Online podcast. Obviously, this is Anna, as you know, unless this is your first time listening to the podcast. But here we go. Today I have two really quick and really nice expressions, okay? Both of them with the verb get, but in the past, got. Okay, so these are really, really informal. If you watch any shows at all, like if you have the habit of watching TV or movies, American sitcoms, you have definitely heard these before, okay? Both of them. But my goal is always enough input that these expressions actually get in your head, okay? Because the more input you have, the more you will become acquainted or, you know, used to these expressions. And as you know, there's a tipping point, and after that tipping point, that expression just starts coming to your mind whenever you want to express that idea. So here you go. First one is you got it. Okay, this simply means someone is telling you that you will get what you want. So let's say you have a friend who owns a company and your friend really likes you and trusts you. And let's say it's a guy. So this guy has been asking you forever to join his company and to work with him. Let's say as a salesperson, okay? And you're finally willing to work with him. You're finally at a place where you're saying, okay, yes, I'll join your company. I'll work for you. However, you say to your friend, okay, I'll take the job if I get a company car. And what does your friend say? Your friend really wants you. He says, you got it. You got it. You got the car. Okay, you got it. It's yours. You want the car? You got it. Next example. Let's say your neighbor asks you to move his furniture. Okay, let's say it's a girl. She's asking you for help. Oh, can you please help me move my furniture? It's a lot of stuff. It's kind of heavy. Please help. And you know that she has a bike, okay, and you don't. And you want to ride somewhere on the weekend and you need a bike. So you tell your neighbor, okay, I'll help you move the furniture if you loan me your bike for the weekend. And she says, you got it. You got it. The bike is yours for the weekend. You got it. Third example, let's say your friend Jack got two tickets to a theater play and for some reason he's not going anymore. So you and your girlfriend really want to see that play. So you say to Jack, hey, if you're not going to use those tickets, can I have them? And Jack is a really generous guy. So he says, you got them. You got them. Notice that I'm using them, right? I'm talking about two tickets. So he just says, you got them. Okay, guys. Now, the second expression is actually one of my favorites because it's an expression of encouragement. And it's really nice when someone says that to you. Let's say you're talking to a colleague and you're talking about this presentation that you have tomorrow and you've been preparing, you've been working really hard because you're gonna, you know, present, let's say, to a client, and your colleague has been listening to you talk about the presentation and he says, you know what, you got this, you got this. That means your colleague believes you're completely capable of doing this. You will have no problem being a success. He believes you will be a success. You got this. Notice the emphasis on the word got. So let's say you're on a phone call with your boss and you're just about to step into a sales meeting with a big client. And your boss, who trusts you, says, hey, good luck. You got this. You got this. Or you're about to take an exam and you've been studying for this exam for months now. So you're about to hop on the bus or to drive to the exam place and your roommate says, hey, don't worry, you got this. You're gonna do great. You got this. What does that mean? That means that your roommate knows that you've studied very hard and your roommate trusts you. So he or she thinks that you're gonna do really well. You got this. Don't worry, you got this. Okay, you guys, These are the two little expressions for this week. Give this episode a listen, okay, a few times, and get familiar with these because they're really common. Talk to you soon. Bye.